over here, you will see the trivia object in the distance. And now we have arrived in Pripyat. You can walk around, but don't go too far. It is dangerous.
They told you not to go far. What are you doing here?
I prefer it when you don't see me straight away. I'll show myself when I think it's time. So tell me, why are you walking here?
Exploring.
Well, it's dangerous in here. Are you sure you want to?
Seriously?
They made a show about this place?
And that's why I wanted to get close to the power plant.
I'm sorry to disappoint you, but since they set up a massive cover on the reactor, there isn't much to see. Even cut down the chimney.
Anything to lower the radiation. Even though this place just needs it.
You see, this place, this city, these woods, we're soaked with radiation and desolation for so long. The whole essence of Chernobyl shifted. Creatures here cannot live without radiation.
Radiation still kills you?
Sounds to me you skipped the evolution cycle. I lived here my entire life, and radiation gave me nothing but life.
Me? A mutant? That's not a good word to call people. I'm just a changed human.
You can call me Homo Novus.
Now, don't be afraid. I will not hurt you.
There, are you feeling more calm?
Good. To continue, radiation feeds me and us. I used to sneak under the sarcophagus in the middle of the night searching for graphite that was not covered by concrete to feed off it. Over time, I needed more and more and more. You can see that we were responsible for decreasing the radiation in these parts.
I say we because I'm not alone. We are many, hiding in the shadows, in the dark windows of this abandoned city. Only too few we speak. Most will die if they get close. But I feel something about you. You don't have ill inside you. That's why we're talking.
Well, I told you a lot and I feel you're not bad. I will come out.
You look beautiful. This is what you wanted to say, but didn't.
I don't need to open my mouth to speak. It never bothered you that my voice was so clear and I was speaking your language the entire time. I was the voice in your head. And this form I took isn't real. I read your mind and took the form of your ideal girl, your fantasy girls. It's a weird thing, yeah.
Shh, don't be afraid. Trust me, just let me touch you. There. Now you won't feel fear for now. like magic. I altered your brain. It's only a gift that radiation gave us.
You can't join us, I'm sorry. Our life is secluded. We were born here, made here. It is not your place to be in.
You need to get back to your bus, but you can't tell anyone what you saw and felt. What do you want?
You want to see me in my real form? Trust me, it may not be what you want. You might regret this.
No, this isn't going to be some fantasy that I turn out to be amazing and we get married. No, you really don't want to see what I look like right now, really.
If you keep persisting, very well. All right, you may see.
So, what do you think? Do I look pretty by your standards? I know my skin might be a little bit green and scaly, but I don't want you to get in the way of us becoming friends or maybe more. Do you want to feel my scales? Yeah, it's okay. I understand. I'm still human, though. So, don't be too scared. So, tell me about the world. Let's walk a little as we talk. So, you still make such buildings? Huh? And even bigger, made of glass and steel. It's impressive. I see images of them in your head. Big buildings. In your place, you don't put carpets on the wall. It's cool. Yeah. Now, in return for you coming to see me and being very curious, I will reward you in a better tour. Let me show you my favorite place. We're almost there. How lucky are you? So, it's a hospital. When the reactor exploded, liquidators were sent here to get treated. Away from the power plant, to not get more radiation into Stovskare. But they were bringing radiation on them. Their clothes were shining. A little bit like mine right now. I don't even know why I bother to wear clothes. It's not as if I got visitors a lot, but meeting you today made me realize I do need to look presentable for all the tourists coming here, so maybe I should keep them on. Anyway, their clothes. Yes, they were shining. No, not literally. It's how they were called being irradiated. Please, come through here. And down the stairs. It may be dark, but don't be afraid. It's peaceful here. In my favorite place. There. In this room. These clothes, I like to wrap them up around me. They are still shining with radiation. It's nice and comfortable.
What happened to those people? Oh, right. But judging how fragile you old humans are, they might be dead now. It's sad, of course, but they were just trying to protect people, others, from radiation. They're going to certain death and living with disabilities to save others from this. As back in the day when this happened, people's cancer grew really, really fast. And they died within
big. But heroes, that's what they were. That's the word. Anyway, this conversation made me sad. We need to go somewhere else, where there's better. I know the place for us. Follow me. We're going where there were supposed to be another block of the city, a district. It was never built. Instead, the place was used to bury the radioactive materials, like vehicles. There we are. It's very serene, isn't it? And sad as of a few years ago. Sad because I will always remember the sight of the sarcophagus that is being disassembled under the new white shed that you see in the distance. I will always remember the chimney. It was like a monument to one of the greatest errors in your history. Now it's gone. Maybe for the better for you, but it's not so easy to get radiation for us. Eventually we will perish, and I think of that and try to enjoy the rest of the life I have here. I can't go back to your world. I need this radiation to live. Oh, you see them, don't you? A family of birds running around. And this is why this place is serene. Such a wonderful mixture of human and nature here. But I don't think you came here just to look at birds. I will show you something special. It will be a long walk. So, follow me. I'm not used to all this walking. My days usually spent sitting under a tree all day, but, you know. Okay. We're going on that bridge. Yeah, it's still in use sometimes. And we might see how. Stay here and wait. A train departing back to clear land. We should be in the clear now. Follow. I will show you something not many saw. You will be impressed. Look in the water. There's truly nothing in the water. Where are they? Let me call them. There, watch. Oh my, Boja. I knew this would impress you. Never seen catfish so big, huh? I call it starfish in your head. Curious. This catfish stayed here since the reactor explosion. It was prohibited to fish here, so they had no other thing left but grow. Look like whales, don't they? You can take pictures, go on. No, don't try taking pictures of me. I won't show on any of them. No, not like a vampire. I just very swiftly go away from sight. Okay, now you have something to show your friends in the world. Time to walk you back to your bus. Look at the time, it will be departing soon. I've seen many buses come and go. I know what time of day they arrive and depart. And you should be going. It's okay, I'm going to show you the way out of here. I'll come with you, but I won't go far. I don't want to be seen by you kind of humans.
just straight down. You see the light in the distance? You just go straight for there, okay? I can't go any further now. I'm sorry. I must stay. I could get very sensitive out there. Oh, thank you. I'm glad to hear you enjoy your time. Now go on. Tell everyone what you saw. Tell them about wonders of our world and the sadness that happened to make this reality. Remember this place. And remember your people tried their best to contain it, not let it spread. Goodbye, stranger. It was an honor to meet you and show you around my city. I hope one day you will arrive again.